He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy!
Hello, Corey!
We just got back from the gym and I'm all pumped up.
You are, yeah, you are pumped up, aren't you?
And you were putting some time in this morning, spending some time with one of your clients.
That's right. I didn't train, but they did. And they're getting, she's getting stronger. It's so nice to see.
It's nice to see people making improvements.
I know. She's excited, and she says all her friends are noticing and her family members are noticing. So to me, I feel very successful today.
Yeah, and you mentioned also that one of your other clients was making some outstanding progress just by changing his diet.
Oh, my gosh. The guy's just leaning right out. He's born again on the diet. He's like, when's your cookbook coming out? I'm so excited. I've sold so many for you. I'm so excited, he says. I can't believe it. He says, I train less, but with more intensity. And he says, I just got the food thing down. So it's just so rewarding when you see that people actually take your advice and they're doing it.
And right? I had a telephone consultation yesterday, and my client told me, he said that the training is easy, Corey. It's the diet that's tough.
Really?
It's just eating the way that I suggest that we live and eat. And, you know, you've got to make these changes to see the difference in the outcome of your body.
Well, I think what it is, too, is if everybody's doing it in the family. If you're the only one and everybody else is bringing a bunch of crap into the house, it's really hard to say no to it. Well, maybe not for you, but it is.
It's true. The temptations, the sweets, the chips, the pop, the ice cream,
we just don't buy it. We do not have it in the house at all.
No, as far as I'm concerned, there's enough on the outside, in the outside world, to deal with.
That's right.
Okay, so what's cooking?
What's cooking? Making homemade popsicles. It's summertime, and I just finished making the twins. They're 2 years old. I made them some homemade orange popsicles. You can make any flavor that you want. All you need is like a citrus juicer, or you should have an actual, like a champion juicer.
A juice extractor.
A juice extractor, that's right. Thank you. I'm so glad you're around to help me finish my sentences. Yeah, so you can do raspberries, you can do grapes, you can do any flavor whatsoever. So what I do is I squeeze the juice out of the fruit, and then I add a little bit of water, not too much, maybe a depending on how many popsicle holders you have. And you can buy the popsicle holders at any store, probably a big department store or your grocery store. And I add maybe about a half a cup of water. And then I always add just a little bit of calcium ascorbate or some vitamin C powder. One, you don't have to, but that's what I do because it helps it from going bad, right? And then I like to add maybe just, depending on the sweetness of the fruit that you have, maybe just a teaspoon of Splenda. And then I stir it all up, and then I pour it into the popsicle holders, and I put them in the freezer, and voila, I've got popsicles that kids and adults like too.
So the kids really like them, do they?
Oh, they sure do. Another thing that is really good for kids and even adults alike, because I like these as well, is freezing grapes. Ones with no seeds in them.
What, just throw them in the freezer?
Just throw them, well, wash them and separate them, you know, take them off the stem and then put them in the freezer. And they're really nice to have. Our daughter loves them. She's looking at me right now. It's the first time she's been in
just
the studio.
Just as a little treat or a snack.
Just as a little treat or a snack, yeah.
Especially on a hot day, huh?
Yeah. And I think that's what I'm going to do because right now we're trying to potty train Marlo and Lauren. They just turned two, the twins. And maybe that's a really good idea. Instead of giving them a Smartie, somebody says, you know, reward them with a Smartie, which you and I don't agree with that. Maybe reward them with a frozen grape. What a great idea. I just thought of that right now. So there you go.
That's a good idea. So basically, you can take any fruit, you can juice it, take that fresh living juice, freeze it, the enzymes aren't destroyed, and then use those as popsicles for kids rather than the regular sucrose and fructose and corn syrup.
You know what's in it. That's the beauty of it. You know what's in it. Yeah, you don't have to add any water to it. You don't have to add the calcium ascorbate to it. You don't have to add the Splenda. Just do the juice on its own if you want, right?
Yeah, you didn't mention that, but you add some calcium ascorbate.
I've always done that, yeah. Which can be a little bit bitter. So that's why I add a little bit of the sucralose into there as well, you know, just because of that. So
just to make it palatable.
Yeah, and also too, it's a healthful treat, right?
Right. Got to make
And that's a treat. To me, that is a treat. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
So, last month's special guest
was Fred Haynes. Fred is the founder and the president of Contact Canada, a family-owned company that specializes in information tools of the life science industries in Canada. He also shared a few interesting stories of his martial arts form, Aikido. That's how you say it, right? Aikido?
Aikido.
Aikido. He's a professional sixth degree instructor. Ooh, wouldn't want to mess with him. And I think that's the style that we've decided that we want to take up in our 50s. Isn't that right, Corey?
Yes.
Aikido?
It's less offensive. It's more defensive. The energy is coming at you. You kind of sidestep it and work with it. It's like you take energy away from the destructive forces or force potential. And you can use energy in a very constructive as opposed to a destructive mm-hmm. way. And I think that relates to situations in life, like with relationships or work environments or anything, is that when stress or a force of energy is coming at you, whether it's emotionally or physically, whatever, learn to work with it and sidestep it and use the energy in a constructive way as opposed to trying to stand up against
right.
it. Because eventually what it does is it either wipes you out or it crushes you or
right.
destroys everything in its path.
So I guess I know where we're going when we get into our 50s and we want to have a Aikido instructor, huh? We're going to go see Fred.
Absolutely. And he talked about the fact that there are these centers all across Canada where you can find instruction and seek out a positive-minded environment where they are developing people, not just their physical bodies, but also their mental and inward self mm-hmm. gets some exposure mm-hmm. to some development. So mm-hmm. that's good.
Right, absolutely. So thanks, Fred, for that. That was very, very great interview.
Yes. Okay, so who do we have to look forward to for our next month's special guest?
Next month, we have a colleague of ours from Spartacus Gym. He's a musclehead as well, which is pretty exciting, Daniel Haw. He's the founder and the director of Talk Techniques Incorporated. It's a Vancouver-based company dedicated to providing training in professionalism and communication and effective negotiations. So I really like that. How to communicate your ideas across to an audience. This is what I'm gathering it is, because I can hardly wait to hear the interview. If you have like someone who's maybe a hostile, somebody who's listening to you who's hostile, how do you get them to turn around into your way? Ooh, that sounds pretty exciting.
Well, I know he gives presentations
yes.
to the police force
yeah.
across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so he helps a police officer engage with an individual and talk them down rather than use force
exactly.
or violence.
Exactly. Yeah. So
there's a lot of situations in life that are like that too.
Well, this is like perfect. Perfect for... Okay, let's cut
It's that. The art of fighting without fighting. It's how to verbally interact with somebody.
What he's got called... He's got the purpose of Talk Techniques. The art of the first response is to equip you with professional attitude and verbal skills necessary to initially engage a difficult person. Gee, I think I need that. I can engage with you, a difficult person. So to gather pertinent information and create opportunities for their cooperation. So it's not really manipulating. It's really just getting what you want and bringing them onto your side. It's almost like Aikido. Aikido.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so.
Yeah, there's a certain commonality between the two. But I guess what he is focusing on probably is a lot of listening.
Mm.
Listening as opposed to defending yourself against a position. It's maybe trying to overcome oneself.
Right.
Having self-control is a mm-hmm, big factor mm-hmm. in that one.
Oh, boy. Well, we've got it on that one, don't we?
But yeah, also, Daniel's a personal trainer.
Yeah, and he's in the gym all the time, and he's in great shape. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we see him all the time.
Yeah,
in the
very
gym.
Intelligent man, and very articulate, and focused on the logic and the science of training. And you can see that in his physique. I don't know how old he is. He's probably post 50, but he looks great. He's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll really look forward to hearing what he has to say and talking to him next month.
Mm, so do I. Look forward to that.
Okay, so let's get into your hot topic.
Hot topic. You know, there's so many things that I want to talk about. And it's really hard when you say, okay, Tracy, what's the hot topic for this month? And I always have, I think, oh gosh, there's so many things to talk about. But like last time we talked about, you know, we're at that age group right now where our parents are dying, our friends' parents are passing away or have illness. And, you know, the kids and our friends are really are distraught by this whole situation. And they haven't really lived their life. They've lived their life for their parents. And you've had a couple of consultations with people and you've talked about the same thing, is that you have to do what you want to do and don't be afraid of what others think. Because really, at the end of the day, nobody gives a hoot, do they?
Well, they do, but it's only relative caring. Because
they care at the time when they're with you.
Yes.
But when they're off doing their own thing, you're the last thing in their mind.
Right. So what I encourage people to do is not care so much about what other people think, but care more about what you think and be confident enough in yourself to stand up for your own truth and then set out on a course that's going to make you happy. Now, if you spend your entire life trying to seek the approval of other people who will be happy as a result of you doing what they want you to do, well, that may not make you happy. But I see that in so many people, especially regarding their parents.
Are they really happy? Are the parents really happy because you're doing what they want you to do? Or is it just so they can tell their friends that they're... this is what my son or daughter is doing. Remember that movie Saturday Night Fever with John Travolta? And maybe you don't remember that.
Hello. You play it every second Thursday.
Well, the mother and the father were really upset because the one brother decided he didn't want to be in the priesthood anymore. Well, what am I going to tell my friends and family?
Right.
You know, the young guy didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't for him. He tried it out. It didn't work for him. But the parents were so upset they couldn't even talk to him anymore. So I think that you don't want to try to get recognition from others. Do what you need to do to satisfy yourself, but without hurting others.
And also get recognition from the right people.
Right.
Don't seek approval from people who really don't want the best for you.
Right.
Because ultimately, they should say to you, I want you to be healthy, I want you to be happy, and I want you to find something in your life that will bring satisfaction and fulfillment. It's not about making me happy. I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer or a ditch digger or whatever to make me happy.
Right.
But you find out for you what makes you happy,
right.
And I will encourage you. I will stand beside you and behind you 100%. But how many parents do that?
Yeah, not a lot. But that is a sign of a good parent.
Absolutely.
Basically, you just want your children to be safe and healthy. Now, if they're safe and they're healthy, then they're going to be on the right track, aren't they? Right? Because you can't go off on the streets and be a heroin addict. That's not safety and that's not healthy. So why even go there?
Right.
You know? So.
Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat. There's lots and lots of things you can do in this life. And ultimately, while we are alive, it's best to spend some of that time in a state of relative happiness. And it's difficult to be happy when you're working in a field that you do not like, that you do not enjoy, but you're doing it for somebody else or doing it just for the money by itself, as opposed to having some kind of inner sense of enjoyment.
Right.
So be creative.
Exactly. You have to get up in the morning really enjoying your job. I mean, there are days when you're tired. There's days when it's been a little tough and rough. Everybody has those. But you should really, at the end of the day, really enjoy your work. You should enjoy your work. And every day you should learn something new in your work and pass it on to somebody else. And that is a true sign of success when you're learning all the time. But if you stagnate and you're not growing anymore mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever way you want to enhance yourself, if that's not happening with your choice in work that you're doing for life, then you need to get out of it. Because you need to get better all the time, not stagnate.
Otherwise, it's a very toxic situation.
Exactly.
And that kind of stress can work away at you, chip away at you, and eat you up from the inside.
That's called low-grade stress.
That goes
on every day. It's like a water falling on a rock, right?
Absolutely.
Dripping away.
One
slowly it erodes. Yeah.
And over time, eventually, the rock disappears.
So what you need to do is you need to bless your parents and bless your friends, but you cannot change the way that they think of you or what you do. You'll never rise to the top if you allow yourself to be held back by others.
Absolutely, and that's the key right there. If you allow yourself to be held back.
Right.
So seeking the approval of the wrong people is going to hold you back your entire life. And you know what happens? You end up not only being unhappy, but you will ventilate that unhappiness as alcoholism, as drug addiction, as food addiction. And this is what I get at when I'm talking to my clients. They are struggling with self-control, and they don't understand why they have a tendency to do the things that they know that they should not do on a regular basis, or not do the things that they're supposed to do. You know, sins of omission versus sins of commission.
Mm-hmm.
So what it comes down to is relationship with themselves and right. relationship with other people around
right.
them.
You have to like yourself.
Hey, we
you
don't
really
choose our
have...
mother and father.
No.
We're born onto dry land from the womb, and we're stuck with who we got.
Right.
And you may not have the best set of parents.
Yeah.
They may abuse you. They may neglect you. They may abandon you. So don't seek approval from people that themselves are not whole,
mm-hmm.
that within themselves they are struggling just to get themselves in order. And that to me is the greatest charge of life anyways,
right.
to make yourself whole, to spend your time and energy on making yourself whole.
Right. You have to like yourself, and the only person that you can look towards, or, and even if you did something wrong, let's say you did something wrong in your life and you're not happy with what you did, forgive yourself. You've got to forgive yourself. And like you said, if you don't forgive yourself and you're hard on yourself, you're your own worst enemy, this is when the addiction comes in.
Well, we all make mistakes, but the key is, do you stay in the
right.
soup?
If, I mean,
you got to step out.
Being a wise person is using the knowledge. I know there's a lot of people out there that have the knowledge but don't use it.
Intellectual eggheads, I
right,
call them.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you've got to forgive yourself, bless yourself, move on, don't screw up again in that area, learn from your mistake, and also, too, bless the people around you. If they're not where... if they're doing what they're doing in their life, you can't change them. Don't try to change them. Show by your example. You move on in your life. And when they come, one day they will ask you what you are doing. Say, right? Remember when I first got into all this health stuff and I was telling the world and I was telling my family and they just thought I was nuts, which they still think I'm nuts. But now they're starting to ask me, because as we age, they get heavier and they're aging not gracefully, and now they're coming and phoning me and writing me and emailing and saying, hey, what are you doing? I need some help here.
Well,
so
because they can see something in you that they want, and where there is health, there is always evidence
right.
of health.
So, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So people have to be ready. You can't shove it down their throat.
Right. So I think the key is, number one, be accountable for your own actions. Take responsibility. Is two, ask yourself what you really want to do. And don't depend on other people to make that decision for you. It's all about having confidence, and it's about getting down inside yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, what do I really want to do? And you know what? Who cares what other people think? You want to grow your hair long or cut it off or dye it green or blue? Do it if it's going to make you happy.
Right.
Because ultimately, after you pass away, mm-hmm. no one that's remaining is going to care whether you had long, short, or blue or
right.
green hair.
And if you're a happy individual, you're going to make, it's going to ripple effect. You're going to make other people happy around you.
That's right. And really, does it make much of a
don't
difference
do
whether
it as
your
a
hair
rebel.
Is green or blue? Is
right.
that really a harmful function?
But don't do it as a rebel to say, I'm going to show them and I'm going to prove to them, because that is vindictive. That is not a good energy.
No, the motive is wrong.
Right, exactly.
Be true to yourself. Do no harm. Stay out of harm's way. And while you're alive, try and obtain the highest quality of life possible. And you know what? If you go around hurting people, you're not going to have a high quality of life. Okay, so what is your final word?
My final word is by Louise L. Hay. If you want love and acceptance from your family, then you must have love and acceptance for them.